Welcome to Game On with Grace, where we're not just talking cricket wins and losses, we're talking off-field antics, guilty pleasures, and the drive that never quits. Hi everyone, I'm Grace Hayden, and today's guest is one of the brightest young batting talents in American cricket, an opening batter who's already delivered defining moments on the international stage and continues to be a key part of the next generation pushing USA cricket forward. Joining us is Sitasia Mukamala. Game on. Hey Si, how's it going? Welcome to Game On with Grace. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
I'm good, and thank you for having me. I'm also really excited to be here.
Tell me where you are in the world right now. What's happening?
Yeah, we're currently in Sri Lanka for our pre-camp. So we've been here for about 25 days.
Amazing. And how are you finding the experience?
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, it's a beautiful country, and also the practice facilities have been amazing. So far it's been like wonderful.
Now, are you excited about the World Cup? I mean, it's just around the corner. I'm actually going to be joining you in Sri Lanka very soon. I'm in India currently. I'm doing some tennis, but I'm changing codes yet again to cricket. So I'm really excited for the T20 World Cup. You must be too, though. It's such a massive event in the cricketing calendar. And yeah, it'll be a great event to be across both Sri Lanka and India.
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, obviously being our second World Cup and how great the team has done in the last one. You know, I feel we have a lot of potential this time as well, and it's going to be an exciting opportunity for all of us, especially in India with, you know, the atmosphere that they have and the crowds that they have. It's going to be a great experience.
Do you think that you've gained more American fans? I mean, given the result that you had in the World Cup last time round to then now as well, do you think that's definitely grown for you guys?
Yeah, I think it put USA cricket on the map. You know, before the World Cup, I don't think many people were aware that, you know, USA had a cricket team. But after beating some of the best teams in the world, I feel that, you know, it just showed to the fans that, you know, there is a team here and that it can compete. And I think it just got more kids and more people involved in the game.
Have you got a story where someone really unexpected was a cricket supporter or I guess interaction when they went, oh my goodness, I've seen you on the TV playing cricket, and it was just an unexpected story, something unique for us?
Yeah, I think in college one of my professors actually knew I played cricket, and that was a good experience. I think, you know, especially being in America, you don't expect anyone to really know who you are or know what cricket is, but then somehow one of my professors just knew that I played for US, and it was just kind of funny.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. Was he a fan of cricket himself?
Yeah, he's also a fan.
Oh, nice. It's now time for a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back with Human Behind the Hype. Okay, so I'm going to set up this segment, Human Behind the Hype, with you. It's where we really get to know you as the person before we really go into your cricketing accolades, because there's obviously so much more to you than just a cricketer. I want to talk about your journey first, though. You're born in New Jersey, and you really developed your game in the USA. So you were true blue, you don't really say true blue, American, but you were a through and through American, and you grew up in that cricketing system. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was tough when I started in 2011. You know, I started when I was 7 years old, and back then there was no infrastructure or anything really to work with. You know, it was just a bunch of kids, you know, just forming groups and playing together, and it was mostly recreational. You know, back then I never really thought that I would get this far, and, you know, obviously as the time went by until 2020 is when USA cricket really, you know, popped off, and it kind of spread. And that's when I thought, okay, I actually have a chance here. But before that, I was mostly just traveling to other countries, trying to get exposed to their systems, because US didn't really have one at the time.
Tell me the moment that made you pick up a cricket bat for the first time or get inspired by cricket.
I think I always loved sports from a young age. And then, you know, my parents also loved cricket, and when they put the 2011 World Cup final on, you know, I just got really hooked onto the game, and from there it just all started.
Yeah, wow. So amazing. Have you got siblings as well?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Ah, are they into cricket or not really?
No, it's the quite opposite. One is going to be a doctor and the other one will be a lawyer. So.
Oh, wow. So you're on a very different career path, but your family must be so proud of what you've achieved at such a young age.
Yeah, it's good so far.
Great. Great to hear it. Tell me about other sports that you really enjoyed or you grew up in. I mean, you're based in America. You know, they have their particular sports that they're super passionate about and in the schooling systems as well. But what other sports were you into other than cricket?
Yeah, America, as we all know, is very big on sports. You know, it's a very big passion there. As I was growing up, I used to play a lot of different sports, soccer. I used to do cross country, which is running. I'm not sure how many people would know, but I used to run long distances. And then I played like recreationally, I played a lot of other sports, tennis, basketball, you know, anything that's there.
Yeah, right. So you were very multifaceted. That's great. What point was the shift where you went, okay, I don't just love playing cricket. Now I now actually want to take this on and potentially have an opportunity to make this a career path for myself?
Yeah, I think from an early age, you know, obviously, as I said before, I wasn't really sure how far cricket would take me. But in 2014, I went to England for a U13 or U14 youth tournament, you know, just to get exposed to how cricket is in, you know, a proper cricketing country. And, you know, I did well there and I felt like, okay, maybe I have a chance to compete. And then as I grew older, I think I just kept going with it, you know, kept sticking to, you know, the hard work and the process. And eventually I realized that after getting picked for the US team that, you know, now I have the platform to show what I've got.
Is there any role model in your life that you really think has helped you get to the point that you are in now?
Yeah, I think my dad had a really big part in where I am right now, you know, just the way he raised me and some of the, you know, values that he taught me when I was young, you know, that shaped the way I am. And then when it comes to on the cricketing field, someone like Kane Williamson is someone who I really look up to, you know, just the way he goes about the game, you know, his calm nature and just the way he led New Zealand over the last many years, you know, just really inspired me.
What are those values do you think that your dad's really instilled in you that, you know, are stuck with you today?
Just a lot about respect, you know, respecting others and respecting the game, most importantly, you know, being humble, trying not to, you know, like, you know, just everyone deserves the same amount of respect and just being humble to the game. And because you know that one day you're going to fail and one day you'll do good, but mostly you'll fail. So it's just about how to come back and mostly how to bounce back stronger.
So you're not a big celebrator?
No, I'm not a big celebrator.
What's your go-to when you get 100?
I actually get a lot of hate for this. I just take off my helmet and that's it. I don't really do like a celebration, which really pisses off a lot of the guys. But
what? No, you're just humble. That's a nice quality to have, surely.
Yeah.
I hope you get into them and say, you know, you're too extreme with your celebrations. I think you should tone it back, boys.
No, I think they deserve it. You know, 100's kind of a big occasion. So.
Absolutely. It's such a remarkable result every time that someone gets 100. It's just goosebumps. Okay, what's been your favorite, moment in your career so far? You've had so many big ones so early on, but have you got something where, you know, it's really stuck with you and motivates you maybe in times where you feel, I guess, a little bit down on yourself when you're trying to ride the low wave? Is there something that kind of brings you back up?
Yeah, I think my T20 100 would be one of those. I think just especially 2 years ago, a lot of people would say I wasn't really a T20 player. And then how I like worked on my game over the last 2 years to try to develop on those certain aspects in the T20 game. And also batting with players like Faf and Devin Conway at MLC was really eye-opening. You know, just watching them at the other end, it was just an incredible experience and just learning from them and, you know, feeling that, you know, it's just a feeling that you can't explain just watching them bat and being able to talk with them in person at the crease.
All right, it's time for a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back in just a sec for our sports roundtable. MLC, such a big tournament that's really popped up on the cricketing T20 circuit calendar. We never really thought that America would take off in cricket the way that it has, but look at it go. It's so exciting to see just how many people have really got around it. They've built such an awesome, I guess, tournament that everyone's really loving being involved in. Now, you were part of the tournament with the Texas Super Kings. Now, I love the Chennai Super Kings, so I'm definitely biased there. So I'm a big fan of your franchise in general, but Texas Super Kings, tell me about it. What was the experience like? What did you take from it? Give us everything about it. I want to hear all the stories.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. You know, 5 years ago, I would never expect to be batting with someone like Faf. You know, if you told me that, I would be like, yeah, you're crazy. Because a professional tournament, you know, coming to America, it was really unrealistic. And then somehow MLC did a great job of making it work. And they've sustained such a good tournament over the last 3-4 years. And all the guys are very excited for that time of the year because they know that that's one of the best competitive tournaments in the world. And you get to play and learn from some of the greats in the world right now. And I think just everyone talks about, you know, the locker room experiences and everything, especially the coaches and what they share and just the experiences that we get. It was just incredible. And just we get to see how professional franchises run. And that was just amazing.
Have you got a favorite moment from in the locker room that you can share with us?
Not much from in the locker room. I think it's mostly on the field, which, you know, just being in that huddle, and when you hear Faf speak, you know, he's such a great leader. And, you know, as well in the locker room, as the way he speaks, you know, it just gets the team rallied about like one cause. And I feel just the way he, like, his captaincy skills are just incredible. And then you see someone like that, you know, someone who's almost twice my age, and the way he's going about the game, his fitness standards and everything, and it's just really motivating to me.
What was the moment like where you walked on the field for MLC tournament for the first time, either playing against some of the world's greatest T20 players? You also have some of the world's best T20 players in your side too. Was that a really special moment for you? Or walk me through the emotions for you.
Yeah, I was definitely very nervous the first game. You know, especially when you see those guys on TV growing up. I used to watch them when I was, you know, 8, 9 years old, and then suddenly I'm playing with them. It's just, you know, it's great. And then, you know, first game I was very nervous, but then, you know, after a couple of games, it was just incredible playing in front of a crowd, especially the Texas home crowd, you know, and the whistles. It's just nice. And then when you have someone like Faf scoring hundreds on the other side and you're just batting, and it was just great.
And you enjoyed playing in Texas, the home, I guess, where the home of your team is from. Did you have any memories of like going out and about there? Have you spent much time in Texas prior to the tournament?
Yeah, the Dallas Stadium, the newly constructed, it was built in 2023. So that stadium has been great. And, you know, it's been the home for Texas Super Kings. And, you know, whenever we play there, we always get a good amount of support, you know, especially the whistles and all the CSK franchises, is always the whistles, and they're always, you know, very loud. So it's great. I mean, just the environment, and, you know, when it's great to see people coming in and having fun, and we're also having fun in the field as well.
I mean, we've just spoken about how we've seen, you know, USA cricket grow so much. Where do you see it going in maybe 5 years time from now? Where do you see the trajectory?
Yeah, we hope, you know, it just keeps going up. You know, in the last couple of years, it's obviously been on an upwards trajectory, but, you know, events like this, World Cups and, you know, things like this is where we really have to put our foot down and show to the world that, you know, we have something and that we can compete at the next level. You know, I think, you know, the team that we have, I think, is very strong, and I feel with the right amount of support and infrastructure as well, I think in the next couple of years, we'll be able to hopefully dominate, at least in the associates, and then, you know, when we get to hopefully be a full member by the next 5-6 years.
Where do you think your strengths lie as a side in this T20 World Cup?
I think all of us, you know, we all come from different backgrounds. So we all have, you know, different experiences, but on the field, we unite as one. And I feel that, you know, we're all just very different people and we all know our strengths and weaknesses. And I think, you know, this group has been playing together for the last 4 or 5 years. And you know, we've all been through a lot together. So I feel, you know, it's just a very talented group and very hardworking group. And when we all come together, it's just, you know, we're really good.
Have you got a goal in mind of where you want to get to in the tournament or a certain country you want to try and beat this year?
I think, you know, just you just want to make it, you know, far in the tournament. You know, last time we got to the Super 8s, so hopefully that's our first goal, you know, getting into the Super 8s and, you know, doing the best against every team that we play against. We know that we have two of the strongest oppositions first up. You know, we just have to do our best and put our foot forward.
So how many games are you playing in Sri Lanka and how many games are you playing in India?
In Sri Lanka, we have four warm-up games against the Sri Lanka A or emerging sides and then a couple practice games in India before the World Cup starts.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Yeah, it's definitely nervous, but hopefully that'll settle by the time we get there.
Definitely. You'll be absolutely fine. Is there any cultural activities that you're excited to do? I mean, Sri Lanka is such an amazing country, so is India. Is there anything outside of cricket that you can give us that you are really looking forward to doing?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice temples here, actually, you know, the Buddhist culture. And also, as a team, we're planning to go to Dumbula for safari. So
I think, oh, beautiful. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll get to see some of the wildlife here.
Are you guys in Colombo or Kandy or where are you situated?
We're in Colombo right now.
Yeah, nice. So how far is it to the safari from where you're staying? Is it a long?
It's just 2.5-3 hour drive. So yeah, we'll stay there a couple nights and then come back.
Oh, that'll be unbelievable. Have you done anything like that before?
I've done safaris in Africa, you know, in Zimbabwe and Namibia. This one will be different.
What's the food like? Are you loving it?
Yeah, we haven't really explored much of the local food, but, you know, it's definitely very unique and something new to us. But, you know, it's been good so far. You know, the people here are amazing, you know, very lovely, and it's been great so far.
Is it nice to play a few practice matches before everything kicks off for the T20 World Cup in Sri Lanka, in India, so you're kind of used to the conditions a little bit?
Yeah, it's actually been a while since, as a team, we've played a T20. I think it's been about a year now. So I think just getting together as a team right before the tournament starts and, you know, just playing together on the field, you know, getting a couple of practice games, I think 4 or 5 before kicking off into the tournament would be good for us as a team.
Yeah. How's the adjustment been? I mean, 1 year not playing together in a T20 format. Has it gelled nicely or has there been a few hiccups?
No, it's good. It's good so far. You know, obviously it'll take time to get back into the environment, but, you know, all the guys are pretty quick to do that and we're all very team oriented, so I think team comes first for all of us, so we all just got back in quickly and got back into our work.
How difficult is it to switch between formats? I mean, your game style is completely different.
Yeah, I think, you know, in US we only play white ball cricket, so it's just T20 and 50 over, so it isn't too much of a difference from playing days cricket. But I think T20 and 50 over, we're used to it from childhood. You know, we play a lot of T20 cricket, so I think this is the format that we're probably more accustomed to. And then the ODIs, we play, you know, only 12 a year, but I think for a lot of us now we got used to, you know, switching back and forth between the two.
Now another exciting event that's coming up for cricket in general is the Olympics, being in LA. So that's awesome, the fact that cricket is starting in the Olympics for the first time, but it's in your home country too. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, Olympics is, I think it's like the best occasion in the world for sports. And, you know, it's a dream for a lot of the guys. You know, we didn't think that cricket would be in the Olympics for a while. But, you know, after it came, you know, a lot of the guys were motivated to keep going and try to get to that goal. And I think as a team, we want to be in the right space before we head to the 2028 Olympics. And I feel, you know, events like this World Cup will help us get us there.
Absolutely. Have you got a cricketing hero growing up?
Growing up, I used to have a lot. I used to like Sangakkara and then I just said Williamson before. But obviously Williamson was a childhood favorite growing up and still is.
Yeah. What is it that you loved about him?
It's just, you know, the way he plays. I think, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, just the way he switches between formats as well. You know, just I watched him play in the 2018 IPL. With Sunrisers and the way he played that season, you know, just, you know, no one thought of him as a big hitter, but the way he was able to, you know, get boundaries and just the way he batted in those games was just something for me as a player that I learned a lot from.
Have you met him before?
No, I have not met him.
Oh, well, fingers crossed you get to. Would you get a selfie or would you be a bit shy?
I'll probably just talk to him about, you know, a couple of health points.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's such a great resource, I guess, when you guys get to play with so many amazing superstars that you do actually act as a sponge. You know what I mean? It's such a, I guess, privilege.
Yeah, it's, you know, especially when you have someone who's played like almost 300 games for their respective countries and grew up in a cricketing country, you know, just learning from them, you know, there's probably nothing more that you can get from the game.
Oh, totally. Okay, we're going to step away for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Red Light, Green Light in just a sec. Okay, let's have a bit of fun. We got through the serious chat. Are you ready for a game?
Yeah.
Great. So this is called Red Light, Green Light. So if you agree with me, you say green light. If you don't agree with me, you say red light.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Wearing sunglasses while playing sports.
Red light.
What? Really?
Either like Oakleys or like sunglasses? Like the...
Oh, I reckon Oakleys are definitely fair play, surely.
Okay, but then green light.
not actual like groovy sunglasses. That's a red flag for sure. Okay, I'm glad we've cleared that up. Oakleys only, size saying, but no other sunglasses allowed.
Yeah.
So good. What about wearing sunglasses inside?
No, that's a red flag. We got a couple of guys on the team that do that. I just look at them like, yeah, that's not it.
Nah, no way. It's giving, I don't know, diva energy. Okay, watching franchise cricket over national cricket.
That's a red light. I always prefer international games, you know, just because of the competitiveness.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Keeping red receipts on.
It's a red light.
I agree. I don't want to be exposed like that.
No. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like when people see when I read the message. I just too busy.
What, so you're a big leave people on red guy?
No. I always respond to whoever it is, but then I take my time.
Okay, good. All right, watching just highlights instead of full matches.
No, red light. Always watch the full match. You get to hear the commentary as well, which is great.
Openers playing conservatively.
Which format are we talking about?
Any. Let's say T20.
Right, and that's a red light. You know, naturally, openers are more aggressive nowadays.
Yeah. So if they're playing conservatively, surely red light it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Side hustles.
As in? Any samples?
I mean, I don't know. You might have a side business. Not side hustle in that way. Don't worry. Uh-huh. not in that way. In like business, in, I don't know, other things going on outside of your main job.
I guess, because you know, a lot of our guys have jobs on the side to help support that. So I guess it would be in like...
Green light, right? Showing emotion on the field.
Green light. I think.
Oh, well, so you agree with bat throwing. If someone's upset, just...
I don't know about that, but maybe celebrating. I'm okay with like sledging. I think sledging is good for them.
Oh, totally. I wish that they got rid of the stump mics because that's what's killed a lot of the sledging. Everyone's paranoid that their sledging is going to be aired out. Right, so you're agreeing with showing emotion on field in a positive way and in when they're giving each other banter, but not in a negative way, not in a carry-on, bat-throw, rage capacity.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, not in a bad way.
Okay, all right. Skipping social events for training.
Green light. I don't think I've been to a social event in a while. It's always training.
Dedication mode. Well, you're about to play a T20 World Cup.
Yeah.
Valuing experience over athleticism.
I think green light. Experience, I think beats it all right now, just because of how much you would have learned from the game.
Yeah, totally. Just one more quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. All right, well, we're going to move into our final segment, which is called the final whistle. So I'm just going to rapid fire questions at you and you just answer in the best way that you can.
Okay.
What's something you've changed your mind about in sport recently?
Probably meditation. I started doing a lot of meditation, so just learning more about the mental game.
Where did that come from?
Actually, when I was working at, when I was with TSK, one of the mental strength coaches, David Reed, actually worked with me, and you know, I think that was some of the best help that I've gotten when it came to my mental game. I think that really helped me as a cricketer, and also just being able to control my mind. That was great.
Yeah, wow, that's really amazing. What's your process pre-match?
I'm very superstitious.
Asked your superstitions. What are they?
You know, it's just like the way I do certain things in the morning, like what time I wake up. I don't know, there's certain times I like leave the door. There's just different superstitions that I have before the game that I try to get ready for.
I mean, you're not the only one. There are so many different athletes all around the world in every single sport that are so superstitious. I would be such a superstitious athlete because I'm such a superstitious presenter. Like, there's weird niche things that I have to do before I go on air.
Yeah.
So you're not alone there. When did that start? Did they keep building on top of each other, or have you got them at a place where they're cemented now and you've just got your system?
No, it changes all the time. It depends on how I'm playing. Sometimes it depends on the tour. If I'm playing good in the tour, then I'll just keep to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But once it stops working, then I just scrap it up and move on to something else.
Okay, fair enough. Can't say the same thing too often. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten from a coach?
I think the best piece of advice would be, you know, that cricket is a journey. You know, every day is not going to be the best. It's about how you can take the best from each day and move on. And I think, you know, it's going to be a long journey. You know, everyone's journey is different. Some people are going to reach it earlier and some people are going to reach it later. But it's about the work that you put in during that process, you know, and just trusting that process.
I love that. That's really nice. What is a cricketing moment that you're most proud of?
Probably my ODI debut. That was, I think, 2022. That was a good moment.
Tell us why. What made it so special?
I think just at that time, you know, I wasn't really expecting the call up to the senior team, you know, especially being 18, and then out of nowhere, I think I performed in a tournament before and I got called up to that team, and then being presented the cap by my U19 coach was also, you know, a very good experience. And just from there is where it all started. You know, I think is when I realized that, okay, I can actually take this to the next level if I put in the work. And that's why it's probably one of my best experiences so far.
Totally. To do that at just 18 is absolutely sensational. Well, what would be your piece of advice to young cricketers that maybe might be in a similar position to you at a young age? How do they deal with the pressure? How do they, you know, keep going to achieve their goal?
I think for me, what worked the best was controlling your mind. You know, like as I said before, being able to stay in the present and not worrying too much about, you know, if I'm going to succeed in the future or if I'm going to fail. Like, there's really no point thinking about what's going to happen later. You know, I think, you know, Kobe Bryant also talks about this a lot. You know, there's no point, you know, doubting whether you're going to succeed or fail. It's all that matters is, you know, the work that you put in behind the scenes and how long you could stay motivated to the cause. And that really stuck with me. And I think that's something that I was also passed on to younger kids.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, well, have some fun questions now as well. We'll mix it up. Get rid of the serious deep ones. What's one essential you have to pack in your suitcase before you go on a cricketing tour?
I used to have, me and my roommate one of my USA roommates, we used to bring my PS5. we used to always play. So that was one thing. You know, a lot of the guys are big FIFA guys, so FIFA.
Well, you do have a lot of time off, so you need something to do in the off time to just chill in the aircon and not be outside, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's one cricketing superpower you wish you had?
Probably just strength, you know, being able to hit every ball for six, you know, just having that power, probably great superpower.
Out of the stadium every time.
Yeah, the stadium.
You'd be invincible. Every team would want you.
Yeah.
What is one cricket moment you wish you could relive?
Relive.
Could be as a fan, could be as a player currently, any moment that you wish you could relive.
The England versus New Zealand final. I wish I was there live to watch that.
That
I was playing a game. I didn't actually watch the game.
Damn it.
That's the highlight.
You got the replays. So good. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Don't really do karaoke, but I like a lot of Hozier.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Favorite singer.
What's your most used emoji?
Probably a thumbs up. A lot, really dad-like.
Why can I see that from you? You're a big thumbs up guy.
I always thumbs up. It's just easy. I don't know why, when I'm talking to elders, I always just put the thumbs up because I feel like they don't understand any other emoji. So.
Emoji, fair enough. Have you got any hidden talents no one knows about?
Not really. I'm a really straightforward guy. Don't really have that many hidden talents. I think probably the talent that I have is, nothing really. I think it's just cricket.
Sing, can't dance, nothing along those lines.
No, nothing like that. I don't think.
Are you a chef? Do you like to cook?
I like to cook, but I'm not good. It's not
good. What do you mean? What's your favorite thing to cook?
Probably pasta, but it's.
Okay. What kind of pasta?
Anything. I think any recipe that I find online.
Yeah. What's your go-to, social media platform to find recipes?
Instagram. I only use TikTok.
Yay. Stop. See, I'm a big TikTok recipe girl. Don't use TikTok. No way.
You only have time for one. Can't have both.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, I'm going to leave you with one more question. If you could swap lives with any athlete from any sport all around the world, who would it be and why?
I'll probably say Federer. You know, I really like tennis, and he had an incredible past. You know, just the matches that he won and the titles that he won. It would definitely be someone like Federer.
Did you see the send-off that he had at the Australian Open just before the main draw kicked off?
I was about to watch it. I think I saw him. He played the exhibition game against, I forgot who it was. And then
Ash Barty and everyone. It was amazing. But everyone in the stadium, they all had their lights, and he was standing in the center of the, stadium. And you could just see the emotion.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's one of the best tennis players. You know, he's my favorite for sure.
What do you reckon his day would look like?
Now or before he retired?
Yeah, I don't know. Before he retired.
I was probably practicing all the time.
Goat activities. We'll just leave it at that.
This stuff.
Oh, Si, thank you so much for joining us on Game On with Grace. We've loved chatting to you. It's been awesome to get to know you a little bit more. Good luck in the T20 World Cup. I'll definitely see you around, but I'll make sure I say hello. Please make sure you say hello, but thank you so much. It's been an awesome chat.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, that's all for this episode of Game On with Grace. I hope you love this conversation. Make sure you hit that follow button, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and share this episode with all your friends, family, whoever you think will love this chat. We've got so many more legendary guests, hilarious debates, and big stories coming your way. So stay tuned. I'm Grace Hayden. Until next time, keep competitive.